Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Something terrible has happened, and I just, for the life of me, I can't explain it. I just cannot explain it. Let me go on here and see what's going on. Where's my cell phone? I'm looking. Oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. This is Thursday when I'm recording this. On the 4th of January, I am in West Central Florida, and according to my cellular phone, my smartphone, my Android smartphone, it is 48 degrees outside. 48 degrees outside. I can't handle this. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I should shut my ringer off. What do you say? How do I do that? Okay, there you go. There, shut the ringer off. That's good. I don't know how to deal with this. You know, we have had warm winters now for the past, three winters have been warm winters. 4 years ago, when I was in the hospital for all of December and more than half of January, we had somewhat of a cold winter, but I was locked up in a hospital and a rehab center. So I never went outside. So I never went outside. So it didn't bother me that much. When I got out of the rehab center on January 9th or 10th, the cold weather was done. And I went home, and then I didn't leave the house, you know, for a couple of weeks because I just rarely left the house. You know, I had to learn how to do a bunch of stuff again. I would get out once in a while. My daughter taught me how to drive. I had to learn how to drive again. I was sick. You know, when you were laid up in the hospital that long, messes with you. Having, you know, three surgeries in 7 days, putting you under four general anesthesias in 7 days does terrible things to you. Plus laying in a bed constantly and not getting up because, you know, I just didn't. That's terrible, terrible things. But I recovered. Why am I going off on that tangent again? I don't know. 2018 is here. I am so happy that it is here. Happy with anticipation. Made a lot of decisions already. One of the decisions I made is that I was changing my music. And I said, when I come back next year, when I said this last year, you know, the other day or a week ago, there would be new music. Well, Mike Stewart, who does all of my music, sent me a whole ton of music to listen to. And I have been narrowing it down and narrowing it down and narrowing it down to, you know, I have two pieces of music that you hear on the show, the music you just heard right now. And then as I wrap up this segment, which I will do here in, I don't know, seven or eight more minutes, you will hear music that sounds very similar to the first music, but it is ever so slightly different with a different tone and texture, which is designed specifically to handle a bunch of things. I'm telling you all kinds of inside secrets here for your mind. But anyway, I've been looking, I've been listening, and nothing has just done it for me. So yesterday I didn't work because it was so cold. I just refused to leave the house. I stayed home, and that's what I did all day yesterday is I listened to music. I spent 6 hours listening to music. blasting it, by the way, you know, the music that Mike had, has put together, blasting it way through with the Bose acoustic wave machine that is in my living room so I could dance to it. Yeah, I dance every day now. This is how I'm getting physically fit. I'm dancing. No, I live here alone, just me and the cats. I turn, you know, I crank up the Bose and I dance. But anyway, haven't quite come up with the music that I want yet. But as soon as it hits, as soon as I feel good, it should be on. Hopefully by next week. Hopefully by next week. So I've been getting lots and lots and lots of emails. So I guess I should address the emails right now and go into that. So let's talk about some of them. I got two emails, and I don't know why. It's freezing cold, but I got two emails again, and I've answered this question many times, but there's a lot of new people, so I'll answer it again. People with termites in their house, is there something that they can do themselves to get rid of them? The short answer is no. As a matter of fact, that's the answer I'm sticking with. You really need to hire a professional. They also asked about termite baiting and did I think it was effective. I think it is extremely effective if it is done correctly. Which baiting system do I like the most? All right, I'm going to tell you something. Your house is like worth a buku bunch of money. And if you're going to have a termite baiting system, you have to go with Centricon. You just have to go with the Dow Centricon. There's a lot of companies out there who will put it in. And the nice thing about it is that Dow Centricon, the Centricon company, keeps track of the bait that is in your ground around your house. And they make absolutely sure that the company that you hired to install and maintain it are doing it. And if they don't maintain it, they bring in another company at their expense to handle that for you. That's reason number one that I only suggest them. By the way, this is no commercial. I have no, absolutely zero connection with these people at all. I have never touched a Centricon system. Well, yeah, I have. I've held them in my hands. But I have no business relationship with them at all. I'm just going by the facts. There's about five or six or seven baiting systems out there. Several of them are good. But the Centricon, if I was, you know, I would put it in my house. Okay? I would put it in my any one of my family members' house. That's, you know, just because of that reason. The other reason is the science. They have changed their bait, I think, a total of three times, the active bait that they're using, and they have spent millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of research to make sure that what they're doing is top of the line. And all of their bait stations are always active. A lot of the termite baiting systems that are out there now are basically a piece of wood in the ground in a plastic container, and they wait for the termites to eat the wood, and they come out and they, you know, check on these things every 3 months or so. And if the termites are eating on the wood, they'll take the wood out and they'll put termite bait in. With Centricon, the bait is always there. It's always, always there. So you can be assured that it's going to work. And I think it is extremely effective. If you're not going to go with Centricon, I would suggest going with a liquid. The liquid that I like the most is Termidor. And, you know, the active ingredient is fipronil. I like that the most. If I didn't use that, I would use a product, or I would have I would go with a company that uses a product called Premise. Both Termidor and Premise have what they call neonicotinoid insecticides in them. Fipronil is the active ingredient for Termidor. Imidacloprid is the active ingredient in Premise. And what it basically means is the termites do not know they're there. They put this stuff in the soil all the way around your house. The termites travel through it. They become infected. They take it back to the nest. And all the termites die, which is a good thing. By the way, the same active ingredient in both of those products are used on frontline bait, or not bait, frontline flea stuff that you put on your dog or cat, and Advantage flea stuff that you put on your dog or cat. And those things work rather wonderfully the same way around. So that's You know, you can go on eBay and find termite bait stations for sale, and you can put them on. I got to tell you, there is an art to that. There is an absolute art to baiting a house for termites. And a friend of mine, just retired, was a Centricom person for years, and he showed me. You have to know where to put those bait stations. You have to, you know an awful lot. You have to know where not to put those bait stations. You just can't go plop those things every 10 feet around a house and think that it's going to work. So the knowledge that the professional provides who's installing the baiting system is, in my opinion, you know, worth all the money that you're spending to have a professional do that and take care of that for you. And again, we're talking about your house. And subterranean termites can do tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage to your house very quickly. And I've seen this. I've seen this over and over and over again. When I'm going out looking at yards, I see Centricom systems that are installed, and high peak, and they look like they're maintained. I see other systems installed in people's yards. You know, I'm there not looking for their termite stations. I'm there looking, you know, at other plants. And but when I see the other ones, you can see that they're not maintained most of the time. So, you know, no other company has the backup that the Dow Centricom does. You know, the Dow will not allow anyone to put this stuff down unless they know that it's being maintained. And there is barcodes on each one of these things. And Dow knows when they check the stations, and they know when they don't check the stations. Anyway, freezing cold, ask the garden geek. My name is Michael Kreutz.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Freezing. That's what I'm doing. I'm freezing. 48 degrees outside in the wide and wonderful where I live. And you're thinking, that's warm. Because where my son is in New York, I think they had like 9 or something. And where I have relatives in Michigan, where they have like 11 or something. And my daughter, where's my daughter? My daughter is out in Kansas. And I think she's freezing, too. I should probably go to weather. We're recording this on Thursday. So, hear my squeaky chair? Weather.com. Let's go. I have this pre-program. Where my daughter is in Kansas, it's going to come up. It's 37. Well, it's 48 here. It's not that much. You know. By the way, we're supposed to get down tonight. We're supposed to get down tonight, believe it or not, to somewhere around 38 degrees. So it's just as cold here as it is in Kansas. Man, I don't know how that even happened. I have no idea. And then here comes the bitterness. Are you ready for the bitterness? Where I live right now, currently, it's 48 degrees. Where I thought I would be living right now, down in North Palm Beach, Florida, It is currently 62. So it's warmer there, but I'm not living there, but I'm not bitter. You know, I'm not bitter. I'm absolutely not bitter. I keep getting emails about how to dispose of the Christmas tree. I talked about it last week, as a matter of fact. And it's time now. We're after the first of the year. It's time to get, if you have a live tree, you have to get it out of the house. And my one thing, and I'm just going to repeat it just this once. They sell these plastic bags that you put over the tree to drag it out of the house. Don't do that, because they're now recycling those trees. They're actually turning those trees into mulch, which is a good thing. And so, you know, the plastic is very labor intensive for the people who are taking that. They got to get rid of the plastic, and then it's plastic. And you remember the 1968 Mike Nichols movie, The Graduate? Remember what the guy said to Benjamin at the party? I have one word for you, Benjamin. Plastics. Yeah, and that was like the future of the world back then. And now plastics are not a good thing to think about. As a matter of fact, there are several states. I think California has banned plastic bags at the grocery store. And when I worked at the grocery store when I was 16 years old, I worked at Publix. By the way, my son who's an adult, who's 38 years old, works at Publix now. He's a full-time Publix employee right now. But I worked there when I was 16. When I was 16, we had paper bags. And, you know, Publix, by the way, that grocery chain, which is a Southern chain, is one of the only places around, or few places around, that will give you paper bags, but you have to ask for them. Yeah, and so Aldi, I love Aldi. Aldi encourages you to bring your own bag. And I have a bag that I take to the grocery store, or that I used to take to the grocery store. I had a couple of them. But I got to tell you, I'm an evil American. You have to keep track of those things. But Aldi wants you to use these, you know, but they will sell you a paper bag for 6 cents at Aldi. And that's what I do. I do a lot of shopping at Aldi, and I go there, and like all these, you know, they got a lot of good stuff at very reasonable prices. And so I go there and I buy paper bags from them, and I like the paper bags. The paper bags are recyclable, and they're very good. I recycle. When I was a kid, did you do this when you were a kid? Well, I'm old, so most of you people probably haven't. But when I was a kid and we went to school and we got our school books, we had to make our own book covers. They required us. And guess what we made our book covers out of? Yeah, that's right. Grocery bags. Paper grocery bags. Do you remember this? And you had to learn how to fold them. And I went to this little tiny school in a little town, well, in near a town called Banfield, Michigan. I went to Culver School. And someone out there that is listening went to Culver School. They'll remember this. Mrs. Day, or not, yeah, was it Mrs. Day? Or Miss, yeah, one of the teachers would teach us how to make the book covers. You know, you'd cut out the paper bags and you'd fold them just the right way. And yeah, and here's what's the cool thing about it. We were required to write up in the right-hand corner what the book was, if it was English or math or whatever. But then, and you could do that in small letters. And then the fun part is you got to decorate the cover any way that you wanted to. And that was great. You can't do that with plastic bags. And I don't know what they do with school books now, because all of my kids are out of school. And do they even have textbooks anymore? Or do they do everything off the internet? I do not know. I simply do not know. But we used to make our book covers out of those things. And believe it or not, I have a couple of books from back in those days that I bought. I actually have a book on radio broadcasting that I got when I was in fifth grade. And I made one of those covers because I wanted to, you know, it told you how to, you know, build a career in radio. I'm in fifth grade when I got this book. And I got this book and I put one of those covers on that book so I could keep it. I ran into that book not terribly long ago, and I still have it, and I still have the cover on it from the grocery bag, you know, the paper grocery bag. And it's pretty cool, you know, pretty cool. Then I started reading through the book, seeing how much of that stuff that was in the book then, because this book was written in 1959, was applicable today, and believe it or not, quite a bit. Another letter that I'm getting, and I'm running out of time, so I gotta get right with this right now, is for some reason, a lot of people are having moles this time of year. How do I get rid of the moles? As a matter of fact, my ex-wife has moles, and she asked me how to get rid of them. I said, spray the whole yard with Roundup. There will be nothing for the moles to eat, and everything will be wonder. She goes, now, you know, I said, you were married to me. You were there when I did the show. What did I tell people on the show to do? And she said, oh, you used to tell people, cats are running around in my studio if you hear noise. You used to tell people to go out and stomp down all of the tunnels in the afternoon. As a matter of fact, I used to drag my kids out because I had moles at the other house that she still lives in with her new husband, and push all the tunnels down. Okay, push all the tunnels down and go out and get an ordinary road flare. And then the next morning you get up at daybreak and you go out there and you look for fresh tunnels. You light the flare. You got to be very careful. And then you take the flare and you jam it into the tunnels where you're seeing fresh activity. And you see the fresh activity and you jam it in there for a couple of seconds, you know, 4 or 5 seconds. Just jam it in there. and then take it over to someplace else where you're seeing fresh eggs. Jam it in there. Moles, all done. They die a relatively quick death, and it's all over. You're listening to the Home and Garden Radio Show. Ask the Garden Geek. Hasn't been the Home and Garden Radio Show in years. I'm Michael Kurtz.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Boy, did I get a long email this week. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek in charge. I am the founder. Yeah. I'm the one who started this whole thing 35, 36 years ago. We're heading into 36 years of doing this every week. Are you believing that? Wow. Hard to believe. Anyway, I got a really nice, long, drawn-out email from this wonderful couple. And they're in Indiana, and they are asking me who would I recommend as a lawn care company for them. And if I couldn't come up with a recommendation for a lawn care company, could I teach them how to do it themselves? Well, I can't recommend a lawn care company. I really can't. I mean, you know, There's only one national lawn care company out there now. It's called True Green. It's the only one that's left. They bought up everybody out. They bought out everybody else. There was Scotts. I used to love Scotts. True Green bought them up. There was Barefoot Lawns. I love Barefoot Lawns. They were phenomenal. True Green bought them out. Now, there is still the Lawn Doctor out floating around, but it's not everywhere. But it's in a lot of places. They're good. I got to tell you, Lawn Doctor's good. So if there's a Lawn Doctor where you are, I recommend that. I think the thing that you want to do, and I'm going to get into how you do this yourself in just a minute, but the thing that you want to do is you want to drive around and look at lawns and see somebody who has a terrific lawn. And you see, I do this myself. I'm not too bold. When I travel, and I did this in New York, I have done it in North Carolina, I have done it in, I've done it in Ohio, I've done it in Chicago area, I've done it in Indiana. In Gary, Indiana, of all places. But I'm out driving around, and I see a nice lawn. And it's a Saturday if I'm driving around, or even during the week, if I see a beautiful lawn, and I see people outside, I don't go knock on their doors. But if I see people outside, I will stop, and I'll say, "You have the most beautiful lawn. Could I ask you what your secret is?" And they will tell me. You know, they will tell me, they either do it themselves, and then I'll get into a conversation, and then first they say, "Who the heck are you? And are you going to rob my house later?" No, I'm not. I'm just a garden geek, and I saw your lawn and I loved it, and I'm just, you know. And by the time I'm done, I'm usually in their backyard having hot dogs and beer. But, you know, I ask, and it's, you know, the education is wonderful. Most of the people that I ask don't do it themselves, although some do. And most of them have hired companies. I remember in Gary, Indiana, it was a company up there that only used Ringer Lawn Restore. And they had Ringer Lawn Restore on the side of their truck. And that's all they used up there. And they had a company that did that. It was very expensive, by the way. Paid a lot of money. But the lawn looked stunning. It was beautiful. I followed around a lawn doctor guy in Massapequa, New York, many, many years ago. I saw him out doing his work. Finally, I just drove up and just said, "Hey, listen, I'm in the business. I'm in Florida. I'm up here doing some radio stuff, but can I see what you're doing?" And they were just as nice as they could be. They let me ride with them. You know, I parked my rental car, and I rode with them all day. And at that time, they had this nifty little spreader that they used that they put fertilizer down with. They let me fertilize some yards. They gave me a shirt. I mean, it was cool. Yeah, I had a good time. And I got to tell you, I was very impressed with the Lawn Doctor. That's a franchise. Each one is individually owned. And the one in Massapequa, New York, I was very impressed with. Another one that I ran into up there in that area is gone now, but it was called Lawn-O-Mat. And very similar to the Lawn Doctor, except they had a riding fertilizer spreader or something, you know, whiz-bang thing. And they were really big up there. And they had franchises, but then they just disappeared. And I met the guy that started that company. I met him in Florida on a totally different subject one, or, you know, situation. He turned out he was the guy that started Lawn-O-Mat. So I talked with him. There used to be Kim Lawn. Kim Lawn was bought out by True Green. Kim Lawn was the biggest. They were the biggest and they were the best for many, many years, but they're now gone. So how do you do this yourself? Well, I was in the lawn care business for years and years and years. I was in the lawn care business from 1972 until about, 11 years ago. Yeah, 11 years ago, I sold out all of my customers to a friend of mine who later sold them to another company who later sold them to True Green. Ah! So, but I was in that business for many, many years, and I loved being in that business. And I would love to be in that business again, except I'm too old, and my son who works with me now does not have the passion for it. I wish he did. I wish I could give him an injection of something that would give him the passion, because I would get right back into the business right now, because I will tell you something. Lawn care is ever evolving. And since I have been out of the industry, and I've been out of the industry about 11 years, I have learned more. There's so much new stuff that is out now that I'm telling you, and I'm doing it on my own yard. And my yard is the greenest green you've ever seen. I have the greenest yard in the neighborhood because of all the new stuff. And I'm just itching to do that commercially again, but I'm not going to do it. I'm too old to do it. But let me give you some tips as to if you want to take care of your yard. You have to know a few things. First of all, what kind of grass do you have? A lot of people don't know what kind of grass they have. As I have lectured throughout the country through all these years, I am totally surprised to learn that a large number of people have no idea what kind of grass they have. You need to find out what kind of grass you have. Okay? That's number one. Then the next thing you need to do is you need to go to your cooperative extension service where you live. The cooperative extension service is part of your county government. Actually, it's actually part of your state government that works its way through the county level. And you see the county agent. Remember the county agent from Green Acres? What was his name? Eb? But anyway, there's real county agents. And you go to their office and you say, I have got a combination of tall fescue and bluegrass. And what could you please tell me the fertilizer requirements for that for a year? And they will always give you a sheet. They have these little pamphlets that you paid for. It's part of your taxes. They will give you a sheet that will tell you how to do that. So you have that. That gives you a basis. That gives you a starting point. But the very first thing that I want you to do, let me tell you the first thing I did when I took on a new customer when I was in the lawn care business. The very first thing we did when we took on a new account is we did a soil test. We would go to different areas of the lawn, and we would dig down, and we would pull soil up. Avoiding taking roots, we just wanted the soil. And then we would test that soil. Now, we did pH testing ourselves, but I went to my cooperative extension service, to the commercial county agent there, and I would have all of the soil tested. And I suggest that you do that. They do charge for that. It's not very expensive, but whatever it is, it's worth it. It used to be $4 years ago. It's probably $10, might even be $20. Who knows? I don't know, but I know it's a good thing to do, because that report you get back will tell you what your yard is deficient in, what your soil is deficient in. And the one thing I have learned over the years about lawn care is good soil means good landscape. Good soil means good landscape. So you find out everything that you need to know about your soil. That report is going to tell you what kind of soil you have. They're going to tell you if you have a clay soil. They're going to tell you if you have a sandy soil. They're going to tell you if you have a sandy loamy soil. They're going to tell you all of this in this report. They're also going to tell you what the pH of the soil is, and they're going to tell you what you're deficient in. And from there, you can start designing your program. They will assist you in telling you what fertilizers to buy locally from your local garden center or from one of the big box stores. I got to tell you, the big box stores, you know, I love local garden centers. I love local garden centers, but the big box stores have got really good people. The Home Depot right around the corner from me, their garden center has fabulous people in there, really fabulous people. And the main thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to design a situation to where you are fertilizing your lawn correctly. You don't never want to over-fertilize it. You never want to under-fertilize it. You're going to want to do it just right. You get past that, then we go into weed control and so on and so forth. That's what you do. You start from the base. Start with the soil. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, so here's a question I can't answer. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crost. I am the founder and chief geek here at Ask the Garden Geek, and I am here to serve you. I am here to enlighten and entertain you. I am here to hypnotize you. No, I'm just here to, you know, talk gardening and stuff and answer questions. And someone emailed me and asked me what snowblower I recommended. You know, the one I recommend is the one that I used when I lived where there was snow. And it was aluminum. It was made out of aluminum. My daddy paid, what did he pay for that thing? I think he paid $4 for it down at the hardware store in Banfield. What was the name of the hardware store? Halsted's. Halsted's Hardware Store. They had Halsted's Hardware Store, and next to it, they had Halsted's Grocery Store. They used to be all in the same building. It was a small building. And then Halsted's built this bigger building right next door where they opened up a supermarket. Halsted's Supermarket, family owned. The Halsted family lived behind it all. But they had. But my dad went there, and he bought the snowblower. And in 1960, when he bought the thing, it had an aluminum blade on it, and it had about a 4-foot handle, maybe a 5-foot handle. And that's what it was. And he bought, as a matter of fact, I think he bought two of them. He did, because he had two sons, myself and my brother Al. And we were the snowblowers. We went out with these snow shovels that were lightweight. You know, that's, I remember when we went to Halsted to get these things. When we went to Halsted's to get these things, the guy that was selling them to my dad was saying, "You have never seen a snow shovel as good as this one." In 1960, how old was I? I was like 9. And you've never seen one as good as these, because they are lightweight, and a lightweight snow shovel is going to do a great job and be easier to use. And my dad is saying, "Well, when the snow is wet, I'd think you'd want a heavier shovel." Nope, you want a lightweight shovel. Well, you'd need the heavier shovel to push through the wet snow. My dad's arguing with this guy. They're like carrying on forever. And then they said they agreed to buy the two shovels that he bought. And then he said, "I'm going to meet you at Barney's later." Barney's was this bar in Bedford, Michigan. It was right near a corner where everybody hung out, well, all the adults. I didn't hang out there because I was a kid, but my dad was at Barney's all the time. Everybody, Mr. Halstead, everybody was at Barney's. By the way, Barney's is still there. When we moved away from Michigan in 1964, and I didn't go back for 42 years. But when I went back for 42 years, but all I ever heard about when I was a kid was that Barney's had the best hamburgers in the world. Never had one because I never went when I was a kid, but my dad's the best hamburgers in the world. When I went back there 42 years after I moved out, I went to Barney's to get a hamburger. You know what? It was delicious. But anyway, they went to Barney's later to drink. My brother and I took these snow shovels, and we had a long driveway, and we had, you know, two vehicles that we had to dig out. Plus, we had a rental property next door that didn't have that long of a driveway, but it was our responsibility to dig out the, you know, for the lady, it was a couple who lived there, Walter and Vi. I remember them well. And we would dig out theirs as well. Walter would come out and help once in a while. But that's what we used. I moved to Florida in 1964 when I was 13. So, you know, they didn't have snow blowers back then. They had these things. So I never got to experience a snow blower. So I could not advise you. You know what else I didn't get to do? I did not get to do, what do they call it? Snowmobiles. They didn't exist in those days. We had sleds. And we had a great big giant Coca-Cola sign from the 1940s that we kept by our house that all the kids used. You could fit six kids in that thing and ride down the hill on the old Coke sign. And then we would wax it so it would be really, really good. And it was the community Coke sign. When I went back 42 years later, it was still on the side of our old garage. It was still there. And from what I was told, the kids still use it. So how's that? You know, and it's there, you know, 1940s Coke sign still being used. But we didn't have snowmobiles. And, you know, I hear everybody talking about snowmobiles. Missed out on that. Missed out on snowblowers. Can't tell you what to use. Just can't tell you what to use. Now, I had a friend of mine who lives up outside of Boston. And he says when he has light snows, he just takes his blower, you know, this that you blow leaves and stuff with. He just takes that out if it's a light snow. And he uses that. But he finally, you know, he had to buy a snowblower. But I don't know what he bought, and you know, that's something you're only going to use a couple months out of the year. You got to maintain it. You got to deal with it over the summer. I am so glad I am a Florida boy. I am just so glad I am a Florida boy and do not have to worry about that. Although yesterday, it snowed in North Florida. It snowed in Tallahassee, Florida. On TV, they showed kids on top of a trampoline where the snow had lighted, and they were making snow angels on top of the trampoline. How does it get any better than that? I don't know. And the other question I get is the heavy snow going to destroy or, you know, make it hard for our lawns? And the answer to that is absolutely not. The heavy snow is wonderful for your lawns. It's absolutely wonderful. It puts out a thermal blanket that kind of protects the yard for the most part. So, no, beautiful lawns happen every year after the snow. So don't worry about that. Now, I have a friend in Michigan who for years buried his rose bushes when they would have a heavy winter. Well, they haven't had really big, heavy winters. And I was talking to my friend on Facebook. I said, did you bury the roses this year? And he said, no, and I wished I had. You know, a lot of people, you know, up in Maine especially, they do this a lot up in Maine. If they have beautiful rose gardens, they actually dig a trench next to the rose bushes, and they dig up the roots just a little bit, and they lay the rose bushes down into this trench, and then they cover that up with mulch. I mean, they just really, really cover it up heavily with mulch and then plastic and then mulch over the top of that so that the wood in the rose bushes survives the winter without having, you know, much damage to it. hasn't been done a lot over the last several years, but I understand it's having a comeback now that it's getting colder in the wintertime. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.